The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where do you think is the most annoying place to run errands with your children? 1-800-330-9999. Pushing a 30,000-pound Costco cart? My daughter, my almost five-year-old, the little one, she insisted she could do it all by herself yesterday. All by herself. I could do it, Mommy. Yeah. Mommy, I could do it.
Right.
I don't need any help. No. And then the minute you go to touch, because she gets stuck somewhere.
Sure.
She can't. We got to stand there while she does reverse and she runs around. And I was like, is there any worse place to run errands with your kids than Costco?
Costco's super busy. I mean, mine is like insane. I can't imagine having somebody doing the bottleneck thing and all the moving of the carts.
Right. Anthony, how about you? Worst place to run errands with your kids?
I mean, normally my kids are great when I have to take them like grocery shopping or, you know, they love going to the cafe for a hot chocolate afterwards. But there is a certain Scandinavian big box furniture retailer that I am never taking my son to again. It's like every like modular bedroom they have set up in the warehouse. He wants to go hide under the covers, hide in the pillow thing. He just runs amok and the daycare won't take him anymore.
Yeah.
I used to love, you know, the whole like playscape, whether it be a department store or IKEA or whatever it may be, where they've got the fake bedrooms and the fake living rooms and all that stuff. And you go in there and you're like, I could live here. I've jumped on those things many times. And then I thought about how many other people have done the exact same thing and how long these displays be out. It's gross.
Am I a bad mom for this? Dakota, my little one, is a wanderer. Despite the fact that I tell her every lie in the book, she's going to get kidnapped and this is going to happen and that's going to happen, she still wanders away all the time, especially in big stores. So the other day we were at a store. 100 times I told her, you got to stay next to Mommy. You got to stay next to Mommy. She would not. She wouldn't go in the cart, the whole thing. I let her go. I was like, you know what? She's going to learn a lesson the hard way. And all of a sudden I hear her crying. Mommy! She's hysterically crying like three aisles over.
So you watch from a perched position for 5 minutes.
Oh, I couldn't see her. I knew that she was wandering off, but I was like, I'm going to let her go just far enough that she gets scared, right?
Uh-huh.
So then Hayden, my older daughter, goes to find her, and she, I never go see you and Mommy again. And I said to her, that's why you have to stay next to Mommy.
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't figure out. It's one of those things as an OG mom. I was like, let me see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? Right. And then afterwards, when I was in the car, I was like, what's the worst that can happen? She could have gotten kidnapped, you fool.
Yeah.
Why did I let her wander off like that?
She could have gotten kidnapped. You know,
it was
you
a dollar
got yourself
store.
In trouble. She could have got herself hurt. And as the person who's there doing my shopping, when I see children just wandering and wandering and they really have no business, I mean.
Well, she had to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Although we did go grocery shopping last night and it did not deter her when I told her, remember when you got scared, you got lost last time? She's over it. She's a handful. I'm just trying to survive it.
Yes, attention span of a puppy, basically.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, worst errand to run with your kids?
Definitely a Target run. Target runs are already difficult enough for me, but when I have my toddler with me, I can expect to spend at least four times the amount of money, and I can expect for us to walk out with a ton of things we never planned on getting. So definitely a Target run is the worst for me with my toddler.
You could bring the kids anywhere, and they will find something that they want you to buy.
Sure.
It's amazing to me how they somehow find something that they need that they're having a fit about.
It's because, I mean, when they go with other people, oftentimes they're offered something. And they've seen you give in before, right?
Yeah. I actually never give in. I'm pretty,
really?
I'm pretty good about it. Like, very rarely will I give in to something that she wants.
Then what encourages her to keep going?
Persistence and being five. That's what it is. 1-800-330-9999. When you're running errands with your kids, which are the worst places to go? Worst place to run errands with your kids. 1-800-330-9999. Also, you know where else, Raven? The liquor store. Whenever I got to go like pick up beer or wine or something like that, I always feel like the world's worst mom with my kids in the cart.
Because they're watching you, right? And the kid still wants to pick out something, right? The kid's always like, oh, that's a nice looking bottle. You're like, that's whiskey. Hey, Rachel, worst errand to run with your kids.
I think the worst place to have to take your kids is DMV.
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the DMV is nobody at the DMV is happy to be there. And this includes the people that work there for the most part.
Well, the kids make it worse.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. Because if you're the person there, you're just trying not to lose your mind and explode. And if there's like kids running around screaming in front of you, too, if they're not yours, it's not fun. What I can't stand is the constant beeping and monotone voice. Now serving 532 at window 17.
Then you look down at your ticket and you're like 100 away.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not even the right letter. There's like all the letter codes now. It's so annoying.
Again, if you hate going to a place, having your small children with you will only make it worse.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Janelle, worst place to run errands with your kids?
Trader Joe's with the little cart.
Oh, gosh.
So there's two in my area. One that does not have the little carts, which is further.
Why do they make those little carts? Why do they want to torture us with them?
Because they think it's funny.
I don't know. You have to have a big cart because your groceries aren't going to fit in miniature carts.
And all they do is they use those little carts as like ramming tools. They just ram things with them.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's what I would do if I was, you know, 3 feet tall.
Lisa, worst errands to run with your kids?
In Michael's. As a teacher mom, I can't say no to crayons and papers and scissors and sensory boxes. I can navigate Target away from what I don't want them to do, but I can't get out of Michael's without spending at least $100.
Yeah. And everything is so crafty. So even if it's something that doesn't interest them, they're thinking to themselves they can make it into something cool.
And as a mom, you always think it's educational.
Right.
So how can I say no?
Right, exactly. You're like, oh, that's great. Maybe we'll learn something. It's just going to end up on the floor. Perfect. Right.
Megan, worst errands to run with your kids. What are they?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my husband travels a lot for work, and whenever I have to pick him up from the airport, my toddlers just lose it. Like, it's just a little too long of a drive, and they get so cranky, and just it's the worst.
I refuse to be the person that goes in the airport and waits for the person to get off the plane. I will just circle around and around and around until you are outside the baggage area.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Remember?
Who still goes in to meet people?
That's right. Like, people used to do that, right?
Oh,
go in there and wait. Like, I'm not doing that.
Whenever my family would come from Italy, and actually, they still do. I just don't go to the airport anymore. My dad and my mom are on their own. I'm not going anymore.
Yeah.
When we were little, like, when the people came from Italy, we always had to go inside and wait. You know, because they would get off and they wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
But now, forget it. Like, you're on your own. If you can't figure out how to get to the door where I'm parked outside, you're going to have to Uber.
That's it. That's it.